This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So, lots of things going on, to say the least. After that interview, we just interviewed Patrick Wood in his book called Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. So that, I mean, you talk about Agenda 21, you talk about the issues with Agenda 21. These are Genesis times to understand what is going on around the world and what is understand how they are trying to destroy the United States of America. In this book, we'll point it out to you very, very succinctly. He has a whole series of other books, too, about technocracy rising. That's another one that he's had out there, and it explains what technocracy is all about. The people behind our systems right now, and the science behind it, literally the science behind it. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We're going to cover a lot of stuff in a very short period of time. We had a great interview with Patrick. You can catch it on the podcast at agenda21radio.news and, of course, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster out there. So Trump rips Sessions, accuses McCabe and Rosenstein of treasonous plot. Well, I would say absolutely it's treason. No question about it, what we were hearing about with the 60 Minutes interview and everything, that it is treason what we were seeing. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you because I think it's just so overwhelming. But McCabe's interview was absolutely treason. And describes treason by numerous people, including Barack Hussein Obama, in my opinion. That's just, you know, I'm just saying, I think he committed treason. And I think he should be held accountable. I think that these people need to be held accountable. And all this stuff that's been going on with the Mueller investigation, the made-up lies, if you will, the made-up lies about Donald Trump and the Russian investigation, all this is starting to come out now. It's all starting to come out and be realized. That's the key thing.
Tonight, you will hear for the first time from the man who ordered the FBI investigations of the president. Former acting director Andrew McCabe is about to describe behind-the-scenes chaos in 2017 after President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. In the days that followed, McCabe says that law enforcement officials discussed whether to secretly record a conversation with the president and whether Mr. Trump could be removed from office through invoking the 25th Amendment. McCabe is the first person present in those meetings to describe them publicly. McCabe is a lifelong Republican who had a sterling 21-year career at the FBI, serving as head of counterterrorism and number two under Comey. But he was fired last year for allegedly lying to his own agents about a story he leaked to a newspaper. Not since Watergate has the FBI been drawn so deeply into presidential politics. Andrew McCabe was pulled into the center of the tempest on May 9, 2017, when he was summoned by the president hours after Comey was fired.
The story will continue in a moment.
We'll let it continue in a moment, right? Well, we'll see if we can let it continue in a moment. So Andrew McCabe, setting the stage here, Andrew McCabe becomes the acting director of the FBI. Interesting, huh? Acting director of the FBI.
I've been in the Oval Office before. I'm a career FBI agent, a government worker.
Oval Office was above your pay grade.
It certainly was. And the president immediately went off on almost a gleeful description of what had happened with the firing of Jim Comey. And then he went on to state that people in the FBI were thrilled about this, that people really disliked Jim Comey, and that they were very happy about this, and that it was a great thing.
He was telling you what the reaction inside the FBI was.
He was. It was very different than the reaction I had seen immediately before I came to the White House.
Which was what?
People were shocked. We had lost our leader, a leader who was respected and liked by the vast majority of FBI employees. People were very sad. But anyway, that night in the Oval Office, what I was hearing from the president was not reality. It was the version of the events that I quickly realized he wished me to adopt. As he went on talking about how happy people in the FBI were, he said to me, "I heard that you were part of the resistance."
What did he mean by that?
Well, I didn't know. And so I asked him. And he said, "I heard that you were one of the people that did not support Jim Comey. You didn't agree with him and the decisions that he'd made in the Clinton case. And is that true?" And I said, "No, sir, that's not true. I worked very closely with Jim Comey. I was a part of that team and a part of those decisions."
You had the sense you'd given him the wrong answer?
Oh, I knew I'd given him the wrong answer.
You weren't trying to hang on to this job.
I wasn't willing to lie to keep it. I didn't know when I'd be out of the job. I thought it would probably be pretty soon. And so I just put my head down and got to work trying to stabilize the people around me and do the things that I felt we needed to do with the Russia investigation, getting cases opened and getting a special counsel appointed.
After Comey was fired, McCabe says he ordered two investigations of the president himself. They asked two questions. One, did Mr. Trump fire Comey to impede the investigation into whether Russia interfered with the election? And two, if so, was Mr. Trump acting on behalf of the Russian government?
That I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
How long was it after that you decided to start the obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations involving the president?
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases, and I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace.
You wanted a documentary record.
That's right.
That those investigations had begun because you feared that they would be made to go away.
Well, as they probably should have been made to go away, because it was a complete hoax. We know now it was a complete hoax that he's basing his information on, and he's lying. Right there. The dossier created by the Clintons. Perkins Coie and others. Complete lie. Coup d'etat, anyone. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, welcome back. We're listening to the former acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe. What a delight he is. We're talking about the coup d'etat and his interactions with the president, and he himself, you know, takes it upon himself. He said he's doing the globalist agenda, obviously. And Comey, the FBI director, was fired, and he's in there the next day. And of course, Donald Trump is talking to him. He says, and this is his statement that he's coming out with. I find it absolutely interesting that they're. And again, it's interesting. It shouldn't be a surprise, though, if you think about it, that especially in this day and age of the bureaucrats being in charge, right? Elected officials have nothing. The elected officials have nothing to do with this. It's all about bureaucrats planning and plotting to overthrow a sitting president. I don't care if it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Clinton or whatever. This plan by the bureaucrats to overthrow the president. They're only being enabled somewhere. Let's get back to this. We're getting a couple more minutes of this, and we're going to get on to other business.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
McCabe
right.
says that the basis for both investigations was in Mr. Trump's own statements. First, Mr. Trump had asked FBI Director Comey to drop the investigation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who has since pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts. Then, to justify firing
Comey, not really true.
Mr. Trump asked his Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, to write a memo listing the reasons Comey had to go. And according to McCabe, Mr. Trump made a request for that memo that came as a surprise.
Rod was concerned by his interactions with the president, who seemed to be very focused on firing the director, and saying things like, make sure you put Russia in your memo. That's concerned Rod in the same way that it concerned...
And you know what? Rod did it. Rod did it. Rod Rosenstein did it. And that was the basis of Comey's firing. We said this at the time.
Me and the FBI investigators on the Russia case.
If Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein listed the Russia investigation in his memo to the White House, it could look like he was obstructing the Russia probe by suggesting Comey's firing. And by implication, it would give the president cover.
He didn't want to put Russia in his memo.
He did not. He explained to the president that he did not need Russia in his memo. And the president responded, I understand that. I'm asking you to put Russia in the memo anyway.
When the memo justifying Comey's firing was made public, Russia was not in it. But Mr. Trump made the connection anyway, telling NBC, then Russian diplomats, that the Russian investigation was among the reasons he fired Comey.
There were a number of things that caused us to believe that we had adequate predication or adequate reason and facts to open the investigation. The president had been speaking in a derogatory way about our investigative efforts for weeks, describing it as a witch hunt.
Russia is a ruse. I have nothing to do with Russia.
And it is a ruse, and he had nothing to do with Russia. There is no evidence out there that indicates it. What about they based everything on a phony dossier. Look at how he's trying to spin all this. That's the president doing all this to us, so we have to react certain ways. Well, that's not the way they're supposed to react, period, because they're bureaucrats. They're not elected officials. They have these concerns. They need to have an investigation through the House or through the Senate about this. And it was the choosing of the House and Senate to do that on their own volition, to look into this. And guess what they discovered? Massive abuses. Treason is what they discovered. That's on the record out here. And now he's trying to explain it all away. This dog's not going to hunt. That's the problem. What we have now in this whole interview, we're not going to play the rest of it, but in this whole interview, what we have now is a complete record, pretty much, of what went on with Andrew McCabe and Rosenstein and the others. It's treason. And by the way, the big story that has not come up yet, I'd love to ask Andrew McCabe, what about your wife? She got $750,000 from the Clinton Foundation. And who controlled the Clinton Foundation? Peter Comey. Who's that? I'm sorry. That's Comey's brother. Boy, the brother thing. James Comey's brother, Peter Comey, controls the Clinton Foundation. Now, isn't it interesting that Andrew McCabe and his wife was suddenly thrown into a Senate race in Virginia. A state Senate race. And who was the opposition to Mrs. McCabe? Dick Black, a decorated Vietnam War general. He was running in the race, and they put up opposition. And who was the opposition? Andrew McCabe's wife. Because Dick Black knew everything about Hillary Clinton. Why? Because he was debriefed by Scott Bennett, our Scott Bennett. Shell Game, the book, which revealed that it was Hillary Clinton who was planning and planning the funding and the logistical background for who? ISIS. and all that stuff. Benghazi? Dick Black had even made trips over to Syria and other places and found out it was Andrew McCabe who was setting them up. Now, we haven't even talked about that setup. The setup being that Dick Black would be photographed with ISIS in Syria. ISIS generals. Like a lot of other generals had gotten their picture. John McCain. Which would, of course, to the public, say, look, oh, Dick Black. He's like McCain and all the rest of these guys. Right there with the terrorist in Syria. Trying to overthrow the Syrian government. Right. ISIS trying to overthrow the Syrian government. Now, think about that. Why would ISIS be trying to overthrow the Syrian government? But you see, ISIS was created by Hillary Clinton and guess who? Barack Obama. And the funding source for all that was going through where? HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. And who was there as a director to make sure and ensure money was being funneled properly to ISIS in the growth phase of ISIS for the purchase of weapons out of Qatar, of course. Good weapons out of Qatar by way of Benghazi into North Jordan, right there near Syria, to create ISIS. Who was in charge of HSBC at that time sitting on the board of directors? James Comey. Gee, we don't want to talk about that now, do we, Andrew? Your hero, Andrew. Connect the dots here, people. Do you get it? Peter Comey, James Comey. Peter Comey providing funds through Andrew McCabe's wife to run against a state senator in Virginia. James Comey making sure that money going through HSBC was getting to the right bank in Switzerland to be taken out by the CIA to be used by who? The formation of ISIS. Oh, I don't know why that might be a scandal. And why, Andrew, why didn't 60 Minutes ask the question? Huh? Because they're a tool, too. But one of the things I do want to say to them, quite frankly, this is a roadmap to treason. This is the stuff where death sentences are handed out. You know, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg type stuff. The notion of trying to overthrow a sitting president is just beyond the pale, ladies and gentlemen. And that's exactly where the whole conversation goes to. The overthrow of a sitting president. A coup d'etat in America. Treason, ladies and gentlemen, high treason is on the offing here. We'll see what our new Attorney General does with that. But we need to demand these people swing on a rope. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And yeah, Agenda 21 Radio. I'll tell you what, we have just so much stuff going on. Man. And, of course, it's going to be this way for a long time. So we're here to try and cipher through all the chaff, if you will, about what is going on. Gosh, this whole thing is treasonous. It's treason, I tell you. It's treason. And we don't, you know, it's not an alarming thing in the media yet. Because the population, I just don't think the people understand it. But we're going to help foster that along in our own little media world. I guess that's about the best thing that we can do is, you know, get people to realize and understand that treason is treason, and people need to be held accountable for that. It says a lot of stuff going on though. Here's one for the making. American woman who joined ISIS. Quote, I made a big mistake. Really? Hoda Muthana. Boy, I'll remember this one. This is from The Guardian. Exclusive. Muthana is the only American among 1,500 foreign women and children at a Syrian refugee camp. An American woman captured by Kurdish forces after fleeing the last pocket of land controlled by the Islamic State says she deeply regrets traveling to Syria to join the terror group and has pleaded to be allowed to return to her family in Alabama. Wow. Really? Alabama? Once one of ISIS's most prominent online agitators who took to social media to call for the blood of Americans to be spilled, Hoda Mutha, 24, claims to have made a big mistake when she left the U.S. 4 years ago and says she was brainwashed into doing so online. Speaking from Al-Hawal refugee camp in northern Syria, while her 18-month-old son played at her feet, Muthanna said she misunderstood her faith, and that friends she had at the time believed they were following Islamic tenets when they aligned themselves to ISIS. "We were basically at the time of ignorance," she said, "and then became a jihadi, if you like to describe it that way," she said. "I thought I was doing things correctly for the sake of God." Really? Really? The guard, it says here, this is a shit, they have a big picture of the refugee camp, which, by the way, interesting how the refugee camps are set up in these other parts of the country for displaced people, while the state of California couldn't provide any of these kind of tents or facilities for the burned out people of paradise. Yeah. Muthanna is the only American among 1,500 foreign women and children inside the sprawling camp of 39,000 people, which is situated about 2 hours from where a final battle to oust the extremists is days from being completed. Her experience in the so-called caliphate tracks the arc of ISIS' shocking rise and precipitous collapse over 5 brutal years. Muthanna fled her home and took a flight to Turkey in November 2014 after several months of planning, which she kept secret from her family. She settled into the Syrian city of Raqqa, then one of ISIS' two main hubs, the other being Mosul in Iraq, where she married an Australian jihadist, Shuhan Roman, the first of her 3 husbands. Roman was killed in the town of Kobani. And soon afterwards, Muthanna angrily tweeted, "Americans, wake up, men and women all together. You have much to do while you live under the greatest enemy, our greatest enemy. Enough of your sleeping. Go on drive-bys and spill all of their blood. Or rent a big truck and drive it over them. Veterans, patriots, memorials, etc. Kill them," she decried. For many months in 2015, her Twitter feed was full of blood-curdling incitement. And she says she remained a zealot until the following year. She now says her account was taken over by others. Soon after, she married her second husband, a Tunisian fighter, with whom she had her son, Adam. Adam, that's interesting. Named him Adam. Her husband was killed in Mosul. I see a trend here. Husbands dying. And Muthanna retreated with dozens of other women, deepest into ISIS' ever-shrinking land, where she briefly married a Syrian fighter last year. Wow! She's a switch hitter. Muthanna says her family in Alabama were deeply conservative and placed restrictions on her movements and interactions, factors she claims contributed to her radicalization. Really? So probably parental discipline from her father and mother led to her radicalization, right? Listen to this now. Quote, listen to this. "You want to go out with your friends, and I didn't get any of that. I turned to my religion and went in too hard. I was self-taught and thought whatever I read, it was right." There you go. "I look back and now, and I think I was very arrogant. Now I'm worried about my son's future." Yet this baby son thing changes your life drastically, doesn't it? "I was brainwashed with my friends and still brainwashed. 6 weeks ago, Muthanna fled the Syrian village of Susa, not far from the current front, and Baghzul. She said she slept in the desert for two nights with a group of ISIS exiles. She was eventually captured by Kurdish forces, who transferred her to Al-Hawal, where she now mingles with wives and widows of fighters from around the world. The women cannot leave the camp and are escorted to meetings by armed guards. They have access to food and some aid. She says that grudges over the past 4 years have surfaced, and new alliances and enmities have formed. The foreign women of the camp fall gang-like into three categories: Russians, Tunisians, and Westerners, camp residents say. Isn't that interesting? Westerners. She's trying to get back in the United States. I guess the question is, we should probably run a survey. How many of you say that she should come back to the United States? Be allowed to. What do you think? Should she be allowed to come back to the United States? Big question. I mean, it's a serious question, I'm telling you. I take these things serious. Don't you? Poor thing. I mean, I knew at the time, I remember covering her story, and because that was at the height of Obama's ISIS business going on, and we were watching that in a very, very big way, of course, and realizing that this whole thing with ISIS was crazy, 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 as it was. And but didn't realize back then that it was the United States that was funding it, supporting it. Like, you know, Andrew McCabe, he knew. And Jimmy Comey, and Peter Comey, Rod Rosenstein. John Brennan. John Brennan. What did he know and when did he know it, right? Is that what we're looking at? John Brennan certainly knew what he was doing. He was definitely up for... he should have gotten a Congressional Medal of Shame, John Brennan. And he might, you know, he might get something for treason. I'm serious. He might get something for treason. You just never know how these things are going to play out, do you? I mean, after all, he was treasonous, John Brennan. Remember, he was the one... John Brennan was the one who helped to overthrow the Ukrainian government. Mm-hmm. And he got something like, $1 billion to help out. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that wasn't him. That was, that was Joe Biden's son. That was all, you know who else was in on the deal for the Ukraine? John Kerry, his stepson. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-951-0102.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in area code 215-267-8255. That's 215-867-8255 if you want to get on board. And, you know, should she stay or should she go? Should we bring her back to the United States? Should we forgive the jihadi woman? 24 years old with a child, been married three times, 24 years old. She's in an encampment with a whole bunch of other refugees. She's 1,500 foreigner, one of 1,500 out of 39,000 people. And, of course, it was the killing that was being done by all these jihadis that she married to three of them that brought this whole thing about. Well, I guess two. I'm not sure about the Syrian, because if she's fighting, maybe she was fighting, you know, against the Syrian government, the Syrian troops, because you do have some of those Syrians that were doing that. They're lining up with, I guess, the lining up against the Syrian government with ISIS. Maybe that's where we're talking about. Anyway, so the telephone number is 215-867-8255. Well, a little bit coming up. So anyway, that's I find it very, very interesting that see how bad it is. And I mean, she's figured out she's living in a tent. And that's it for her. And she's got this two-year-old son. Yet she, how many people died? You know, it's kind of like the Tokyo Rose thing. You know about Tokyo, but a lot of people don't know who Tokyo Rose is. Tokyo Rose was somebody that that Tokyo had figured out as part of their propaganda campaign during World War II, that music and rock, you know, big band music and that sort of thing, sentimental, all the big bands and so on, the culture that had been sweeping over the United States was very, very popular, and they could use it as a propaganda tool, and they could get this sweet sounding Tokyo Rose. And I can't remember her name, and we're going to do a thing on her sometime, but she was trained well in the United States. I think she was an American, actually, and she was broadcasting all during the war to all the GIs. And it was interesting because the GIs were listening, but they and of course the lure was the music, the big, because and everybody's lonely, and you sit out there in the Pacific and you're really, really lonely, and you want to have all these things that you want to think about home and all that stuff. So they would play the music, the big band, all the popular songs in the United States, kind of keep everybody up to date. So you got the message with Tokyo Rose about how evil the United States was and the failures. They're failing about the United States. And any information about, let's say, an American ship that was sunk, the poor Americans, they died drowning with oil in their lungs. And I mean, this kind of stuff. And she'd couch about how you're going to die too. And, of course, it was, a test of the will of the American soldiers that were there to put up with it. They'd say, well, you know, I like the music, I like to hear it. You know, that's comforting, that's soothing. So it became a balancing act for the military at the time, and they let everybody listen to it because they thought, which I think I would agree with, that it was motivating to some degree to hear the crap that was coming out of her mouth, right? Well, the same with this one here. And I think this is a shining example of Obama's military-style operation, which he tried to destroy and kill off as many Americans as possible by the extension through ISIS, right? His own personal army in the Middle East that would fight against the Americans. Yeah, that's the group. And he trained them. And the money that all trailed. See, this is the story. You're getting this is the story behind the McCabe thing. Behind the coup d'etat. This is the distraction. They don't want you to be thinking about this part of the story. That's why they've thrown McCabe out there. And they have so much confidence that McCabe's okay. He's not going to end up with any kind of record or go to jail or anything like that. Because, you know, for them, they've got everything all planned out in the Justice Department so Trump can't do anything. Trump is not in control. It's the bureaucracy, the unelected officials that are in control. It's the technocracy that Patrick Wood was talking about that's large and in charge, not the president. And we see this being, you know, we see the president locking horns with this ideology all the time. That's what we have here in this country now. Technocracy is fairly well ensconced, brought to us by, of course, Agenda 21, and Agenda 21 is technocracy. And they're executing the game plan. It's a test of every single day right now with Trump in office is a test of the technocrats. See, we don't have Democrats anymore. They're technocrats. We have these technocrats that are trying to control everything through science, right? Pseudoscience, it's called. Actually, through pseudoscience, it's false science. The whole global warming thing out here in California, it's kind of interesting that California was the only global warming state. You know, I mean, seriously, there's this. This is how they think, because they don't think, that right now you've got the Coastal Commission, California Coast Commission, and they want to encroach upon the shoreline because they're going to declare the shoreline to be the tidal zone by it's the tidal zones. You got your high tide, low tide, and intertidal zones there. And because of global warming, levels are going to rise. And so the California Coastal Commission, you don't have this in the other states, by the way, but the California Coastal Commission saying, well, we're anticipating flooding because of global warming. And the tidal zones will fluctuate so much that sometimes it's going to go 12, 30, 40, 50 miles inland. So we're going to claim hegemony over that land and take your land from you. You need to vacate your property because the intertidal zone is going to swallow it up anyway, and we don't want to pollute it with your property. So get out, and we'll just take it from you. I'm cutting through some of this stuff. There's other details involved. I'm just kind of giving you the notion of this. So we technocrats, we understand that, and you don't, and we think better. So you need to get off your land. If you're 5 miles from the coast, you're in the intertidal zone for the next by 2020. You need to get out. All they're doing, of course, is stealing your land, right? Technocracy. The technocrats are here. And I think we need to label the Democrats, because they aren't Democrats, are they? Have you talked to a good Democrat lately? Good luck. Good luck. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com is the quick way to get there. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with New California State. We have grievance number 56 coming up tomorrow. Big plans for grievance number 56. It's amazing what is going on in the world of the grievance. 56 out of 95. It's just amazing. An amazing, amazing number. Anyway, so remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, because there's tons of articles up there. We just didn't get a chance to get to everything today. The Technocracy Rising interview with Patrick Webb is a smash hit. Already getting some feedback from a lot of people looking at the emails that are coming in, the texts and so on. Everybody really, really liked it, so we really appreciate that. And we are going to put it up on YouTube, actually. We're going to make a YouTube out of that one. That is a classic. I think what we need to do is we need to start defining people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as a technocrat. No longer do we have a Democratic Party. We have a technocratic party. So let's keep that in mind. It's a technocratic party. The technocrats. There's the Republicrats and the technocrats. That's what we have. In California, they're all technocrats, the technocratic party. It has a ring to it, doesn't it? So we're going to coin it right now. The new party is actually defined. We can listen, they can play word games with us. And can't we play word games with them? They're technocrats. technocrats. The Democrats are technocrats. That's just what it converts to. And so we can define certain Republicans as technocrats as well. Who else could be? What would Republicans we could call a technocrat? We don't have John McCain to kick around anymore. He is a good technocrat. One world order globalist. Any of these globalists, of course. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Visit our websites, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.